100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
We're pleased to have with us Sydney Farney of Care Portal as we talk about Care Portal's work and some of the partnerships that have already formed here as Care Portal really gets rooted in the community today.
Sydney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing good. Well. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had you in here, isn't it?
Yeah, a few months at least.
So been things going okay?
They're going really well, yeah. Just kind of continuing to get up and running, and everyone's finding their rhythm with Care Portal, which is awesome.
Well, let's just kind of give folks kind of a synopsis of what basically we're looking at here with Care Portal. What exactly is it and Care Portal's mission?
Care Portal is a technology platform, and it's used to connect churches, community members with local agencies. And the idea of this is that agencies have a lot of needs within their families, and they utilize their community resources, but those sometimes run out, or sometimes there's not a resource for a need a family has. And a lot of times a family just needs an extra hand, especially families in crisis, families who are working with these agencies. And churches and community members want to help, but a lot of the times they just don't know how. They don't know which agency needs their help. It's a lot to get committed with one. And so this gets them connected where churches and community members can help as much or as little as able, and agencies are able to get items, assistance for their families.
What really transpired to start the process for developing Care Portal?
So we are partnered with Radical Life, actually, and essentially what that partnership means is Care Portal needed a staff member in Lyon County to oversee Care Portal, and Radical Life as an organization said, hey, we have a staff member that can do that, and that's me. And actually, in the founding of Radical Life, Lindsay and Chad Smith, Lindsay is the director, and it started off, she wanted to bring Care Portal here. I think it was about 5 years ago, but it was just not the right time then. They couldn't move forward with it, and so they kind of shut that idea down, started Radical Life, and now Care Portal is here also. So kind of a funny process.
So where are we in this process now, Sydney?
We are doing pretty well. We've are currently working with six churches. I'm working on adding another. I'm working with four agencies right now and still just connecting with more each day. And there have been some pretty exciting results. We've launched last July, so we've been going seven months, I think, if my math is correct. And we have had 22 requests met. We've had 27 uploaded, two of those which are still able to be met right now. Our churches and community members have met 91.67% of all the requests uploaded, which is so encouraging. And we have served 47 children and 19 adults through these requests, and we've had an economic impact of over $15,500. And so our churches and community members have really just stepped up and stepped into helping these families, and I'm just eager to see how they continue to do so as we just continue in this process.
How exciting is it to see those type of numbers, at least at the six-month mark?
It's so exciting. I remember when we first started this, my training took longer than I thought. It was a lot slower of a process than I thought it was going to be, and it was really hard. I was getting pretty discouraged at first. I was like, why is this not working? and this is just hard to get the ball rolling, but now the ball is rolling, and we're taking off, and everyone is really just getting settled. I'm getting settled, and so it's been very encouraging just to see a lot of work and time pay off.
Well, it really is. It has to be gratifying to see the numbers that you're talking about, but more importantly, helping out these families and the kids that are certainly in need, huh?
Yes, that has been super rewarding, and I'm not as much involved with meeting with families, but I'm involved with talking with the churches and community members and agencies using Care Portal, so I get to hear from the agencies how helpful the resources and items are. I get to hear from churches and the community members how rewarding it is to get to help someone within their community that they had no idea that they're experiencing that struggle, and so that is just so rewarding to get to hear.
So what is the process? A, for somebody that needs the help, and B, for an entity like a church or other agency that wants to be part of this process in helping?
Yeah. So if there is an individual that is wanting to utilize Care Portal, that is more up to the agency's discretion. We work with different agencies, and because we have vetted requests, that means we require a person to be working with the agency that uses Care Portal and the agency that's walking alongside them and knows their situation. So that's what that looks like. And if there are churches or agencies or community members, anyone that wants to get involved, it really just starts with connecting with me. I would just talk to them about what Care Portal does and the details about what it looks like to get involved. And then we move forward from there, just making sure they have all the puzzle pieces together to get started. I just have really just someone to be the liaison, the overseer for it, and then move forward with the training. It's pretty simple.
So are you still in the process of connecting Care Portal with agencies and churches at this point?
Yes, I think I will always be in that process. Yeah. So I will never have enough people. So if anyone's interested in becoming involved, I would love to connect with them.
Well, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, so I can be reached at LyonCountyCarePortal@gmail.com, or if you even just go to the Care Portal website, you can sign up to use it and I will get sent your information. The Care Portal website is careportal.org, and you can go to the little 3-bar menu and hit get involved, and from there it'll take you to where you're able to get involved. But again, my email is LyonCountyCarePortal@gmail.com.
LyonCountyCarePortal, okay.
Only other question I have, Sydney, is what type of needs are you seeing right now, or what have been the most common basic needs that need to be met?
Our most common need has definitely been beds. That is a big part of case plan requirements, and so we see that a lot from our agencies, and that by far has been our most common. We've probably seen, we're getting close to seeing 10 beds requested on Care Portal out of our 27 requests, and yeah, so that is definitely our biggest one. Then we've seen school items, and we saw some different Christmas time needs, different clothing items, but beds is for sure our biggest.
So are you funded through Radical Life? How does that work as far as what you need to keep going with Care Portal?
Yeah, so that's where our churches and community members really get involved. When it comes to me and like my funding, like that's with Radical Life.
Okay.
But when it comes to the requests, that's where I work with different community members and businesses to just get funding for requests or just funding for Care Portal in general. That way it takes the financial burden off of the churches because churches want to help, but they don't always have all of the funds. But then any church or community member who wants to meet a need, that just comes from their funds, whether it's funds they've set aside or they just want to do on their own.
So 6 months in, things going good then, huh?
Yeah, going pretty well. Definitely cannot complain.
Well, can't. So yeah, we'd love to hear that, because if you think you're succeeding, obviously you're helping those in need. That's what this is all about. So we look forward to having you back in for another positive update, Sydney.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sydney Farney with a Care Portal here with us this morning. Chuck on Newsmaker 3.
All right, and if you want to join the Newsmaker segments or the morning show, let us know. 620-342-1400. We do have spots available for Monday and for Tuesday.
It is 8:59. Good morning.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide.